Online Podcast 242.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is whatever the number is, this show. Yes, whatever, you know. Listen to the last show. I think last show was recorded in the studio, so I announced the number. This one I don't remember now. Anyway, two something or other, yeah? I am getting ready to go to my next singing thing in the morning, Sunday morning. Early. Thank goodness my car starts. Because it didn't. It didn't start. That was me morning squeak. Hello. Anyway, oh, I found a good spot for my recorder. Anyway, I have a few things to report back to you, and I am extremely busy, as you, some of you may know, and one especially, Greg. Hello, Greg, from Kansas City. I met him for the first time at the Plaza Art Fair after I sang. In fact, I saw him up on stage. I thought, that looks like a person in front of Starbucks looked like Greg. I was wondering if it was him, and indeed, it was. And sorry about the engine and maybe the vibration, but So Greg, I'm sorry that we didn't get to spend too much time at the plaza because a bunch of my friends were going to meet at the Winstead or something for dinner, and so sorry about that. In fact, that makes me think of maybe we can just come out and meet for something, food or something. I always like food, right? And have a real chat. How about that? If you are up for it, now that you've met me in person, now that you know that I'm not crazy. Woo! And I hope you weren't too bored. I think, did you go by yourself? He might have gone by himself, so... No, I didn't see any other people with him, so I thought he might be with him by himself. But anyway, thank you, Greg, so much for coming out. I don't know if it's especially to meet me or you are, you know, you would enjoy the Plaza Art Fair as well. I hope you did, because now I kind of feel a little bad that, you know, he came all the way and then I only get to speak to me for like a half a second. And of course, you know, the reason why I was rushing was because we went a bit over the time that we were given. And so I had to quickly clear up the stage for people to get ready for the next set. However, but anyway, thank you, Greg, so much. And I think we should come out and hang out either recorded or unrecorded. Oh my gosh, vibration going on, I'm sure. Yeah, I can see the street. Okay. So anyway, let me tell you. So thanks again, Greg. We should come out and do stuff together here in Kansas City today. Okay. Oh, in fact, next weekend, Bruce and I are taking a day off on Saturday, and we are going to go out and take photos just around town, so it'll be fun. I don't know if I'll be recording though, but we'll see. Anyway, let's go back to recap what happened this week. So, like, I didn't have enough car troubles for the last few weeks. On Friday, I parked at this parking lot at work, and I call it car park. Yesterday, for some reason, it just slipped out. Oh, I parked at that car park, and my friends were like, "You what?" I was at rehearsal, and I said, "Oh, I parked at this car park." I was trying to tell them the story about my car. So anyway, I parked at this car park. Just slipped out after like 10 years of not using the terminology. Here I said car park. Parking lot. And I was, because of Plaza Art Fair, and I work part-time at the Plaza, and so I have a, the parking lot that I'm you know, I know of, that is actually closed up for it's closed up for handicap parking as well as VIP parking. Even though I was, that night I wasn't performing, but I drove into that parking lot and I saw the person guarding the parking lot was one of the person that I met during my performance. Oh, sorry. Was the person that I met during my performance, so she recognizes me that I'm a singer. So she said, oh, hey, I know you. And so I'm checking out this man. Oh, he's kind of hot. A morning jogger. Anyway. And so that's what I did. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, and she let me park in that, you know, the secret parking lot. And so I parked, and then at the end of the day, when I need to go home, I have Bruce drive me to that parking lot to pick up my car because it was raining. And so he did, and we got there, dropped me off, and drove off, and I was starting my car, and then there's nothing. Like, I turn on my ignition, and nothing goes on, just nothing. And then the lights were dim in my car and all that. I thought, oh my gosh, it might be my battery. And then I was trying to think, when was the last time I changed my battery in my car? And I don't remember. It must be a while back. I think I've only changed my battery once since I got my car. And that was fairly early. And I think it was like 3 or 4 years or something. And so this battery must be in my car for at least 4 or 5 years. Then I panicked. I ran upstairs because it was in the underground parking lot. I ran upstairs to call Bruce, and he came back and picked me up, saved me, and then I was checking out the guy behind me too. What was I saying? Get men tracked. Mantracted means like distracted by man. Mantracted. I always get mantracted. One time when I was in church, I was singing for a church with Maria. That's my singing partner. That girl. I was singing with her in church, and I was looking at the music, and she was looking at her music, and when we look up, we saw this gorgeous man walking by, and then our eyes just kind of like, woo, both followed that man, right? And this is like during communion time, so the hot man was walking by, and we're both like, looking at the man, and then we sort of got mantracted, and we lost the place of our music, so we couldn't find the words together. We thought that was so funny. Anyway. No, I really got completely mantracted and sidetracked and don't remember what I was talking about. And so Bruce saved me and saved my ass. And then he came by and I pull out my jumper cable. All of you driving should have a jumper cable. And what was that? What was my water? Ooh, hot, yummy-licious, shirtless, hunky man running. Oh my gosh, what a perfect Sunday, isn't it? Man on the streets, jogging. So, what was I talking about? I got rescued by my husband and jumped to start my car, and then off I went home. And then when I turned off the ignition, boom, it died again. Or, you know, turn off the engine and it won't start again. So I knew that something's wrong with the battery. So I was sweating because the next day on Saturday was my performance. And I have to run around doing things. And then, you know, Bruce was working. And nobody's free to be able to just, like, drive me around. So in the middle of the night, I woke up. I was trying to go to sleep early, and then I couldn't fall asleep because I was, you know, sort of worrying about what should I do the next day. So I woke up and went onto my phone in bed and look up the closest auto part places that, you know, you can buy parts of your car. And I thought that I might have to do it myself. But luckily, when I found the closest auto parts, called Advanced Auto Parts, and they do free installation as well. So I was so excited, so happy. I found out that they open at 7:30 in the morning. So I called immediately at 7:30 and I went in there before 8 o'clock and they've got it fixed and our battery installed and everything for under $65 with 5-year warranty. And I got that all done by 8 o'clock. So it was all good. So I was happy and I got that taken care of. So I was, the whole day was running around doing chores, buying cat food. And did you know that for those people who have cats, when you scoop the poop, right? You know, we have an automatic one, but every once in a while you still kind of have to scoop if it got stuck and all that. That for some reason, the cats like to poop on one same pooper, because we have three. We have three, one manual and two automatic pooper thingy. What's it called? A kitty litter thing. You know, the automatic one that scoops automatically. And they like to poop on the very same one until it's completely full and the scooper thing stopped and the deposit, the shit deposit, the cat shit deposit thingy, the little plastic bucket is full and the lid won't shut, then they stop using it. For some reason, why did they do that? And so they keep going to the same pooper to poop. So, let's see here. And so I went to the pet shop and I bought cat food. And then they also have this thingy, whatchamacallit. Oh yeah, and I was trying to, oh yeah. Oh, scatterbrain, I'm driving, what can you say? And so they take the scooper pooper, the pooper scooper. never mind. When it got stuck, I mean, you need to use the poop scoop to scoop the kitty poop. You have to work really hard because the plastic scoop always, you know, get bendy and then sometimes break and or it will flick the kitty litter everywhere. So it was kind of annoying. And so I found this metal, it's called like Duro Scoop or something. It's this metal, thick, heavy metal a scooper. Chrome and big and also heavy duty because it's metal. So I bought that. It was like $13, but I bought it because that was probably going to be the only scooper that we're going to have to scoop that we have to need for the cat. So I think my cats are spoiled. They're so spoiled. And you know, when I look at them, I was like, oh my gosh, I really treat them like my children, you know? But you know, I don't have any children of my own. And I don't like the responsibility, and cats are pretty independent. So they're good. Oh, in fact, I'm definitely going to have, like, after this performance, I'll have a little bit more free time. So that was my car drama. Oh my gosh, I've been back and forth. That was my car drama. But they all got it all fixed. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was talking to very briefly with Greg from Kansas City. And he was asking me if I was able to get Nick Thomas to talk to me on the show. And I told him, yes, yeah, so Nick Thomas getting ready. I think I should be able to have a little bit more time from now on because I got my performance out and away. Oh, even though I have like wedding singing coming up. Two wedding singings. Singings? Two weddings to sing. And so, yeah, I'll be contacting you, Nick Thomas, for a chat. Don't think too much about it, okay? It will just be a conversation with me. You know how I am, you know? So, yeah, just answer me. things that I ask you, just like how we would do when I'm in person. Because I really, when I talk to somebody, and probably if we get to meet Greg, you will also find out that when we meet just for a casual, regular chat, right? I would be asking you questions. So maybe you don't want me to record. Or I will only record on... when I'm recording, I'm probably kinder. If I know that you're not comfortable. Okay, here I am. I got here at my singing gig. Now I have to go. But I hope this is enough for you. Enough. Like you need it. Oh my god, I just run into a curb. Okay, I need to go. It's 8 a.m. and I have to go sing La Di Da. Oh my gosh, it's very short. Maybe I'll record some more when I'm done with the singing. We'll see if I'm good enough to do editing. Otherwise, we'll see you next time. If not, don't forget to smile. If I come back again, then we'll say that one more time, okay? Bye! Wow! Okay, I didn't warm up. I just spoke. Da-di-da. Okay, bye for now. Since I was talking to you, I didn't get to. But, you know, it was okay. Because usually when if I sleep late... Well, I didn't really sleep late, but I was all warmed up last night because I sang for an hour and a half. Like, full hour and a half. Well, kind of full 1 hour and a half, because there are some times that I'll be... it'll be the other person singing. Maria will be taking over. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm driving to... from one place to another car. And it's going to be hell because it's the Plaza Art Fair. So let's hope that I have parking. I have 10 more minutes before I need to be there. So it'll be a quick one. But anyway, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm recording again. Let's see. Here. Oh, so talking about that. You know, those of you who know that I'm a Catholic and I have some issues with our bishop here, and I have made a personal decision to not sing for... I used to sing for the diocese, which means whenever the usually, not all the time, but usually whenever the bishop is... presiding a mass or something, he would have the diocese, when there's a diocesan mass or some kind of celebration, they would ask for cantors from different parishes. And the person in charge of music, liturgy, the music person for the diocese happens to really like to have me sing, and I have just made a personal choice to not be singing whenever the bishop is there. I mean, I'll be happy to sing for the people, but when the bishop is there, I don't want to. So I'm gonna have to write a letter to an email to this music person, let her know that that is my personal choice, and I hope that she understands. And because, you know, she's totally fine. It's the bishop that I have a lot of issues with my with the whole this ultra conservative bishop of ours here in Kansas City, which is very disgusting. And oh, to answer you, the what the hell? To answer the questions for here, Nick Thomas, I remember he was asking if the people in church know that I'm gay. Yes, I am very out in church. In fact, there's a very huge out gay and lesbian community here in our church, and our parish priest know that. In fact, he often ask us what can be done for the gay community in our church. He is open to that. Yes, so we do have a very open gay community in our parish. That is the reason why some of us are kind of concerned, and I am very angry at the bishop because of his ultra-conservatism. Conservatism. How do you say that? Anyway, I'm driving up to the parking lot. Maybe I may do another recording. Maybe when I'm done, maybe? I don't know. This sort of bits and pieces, hopefully it's interesting for you. Just kind of capture slices of my life and whatever I was thinking about at that time. Because oftentimes when I think about something, if I don't record it, I would then lose the momentum to talk about it. And I can't recreate that momentum again. So where am I? Okay, I already see my coworker here. Oh, he's got a nice car. A VW Cutie Bug. So I'm going to park. I'm going to park over there. Okay, still not many people yet, but it'll be hell to get out probably when I'm done with work. Okay, that's it for now. We'll continue later. Maybe after work or something. No! Alright, I started the engine before I put my headphones on. Sorry. Not headphones, I mean my microphones. Hello! Welcome back! Sorry, right ear. Not interference, but a little brushing noise. Okay. Alright. I think I'm ready. Okay, where am I doing? Yeah, I'm going somewhere. I'm gonna go eat. And I'm meeting Bruce at Solasteca.
Hey!
Greg from Kansas City. Solasteca is pretty good. I like it because it's greasy and it's good. And so I'm gonna record a little bit more. It was a busy, hectic, busy day. I sang this morning. And then, oh yeah, I was talking about not singing for the bishop here. I sang this morning and, rush to work. And then now I'm done with work. It was a hectic day, but I just had, that's why it's good to do a small recording every now and then and then piece them all together. Because as I was leaving work and got into my car in the parking lot, which I'm still in the parking lot building, I ran into, there was this running joke that I do to on my face. I have this expression on my face that I do to make a coworker of mine laugh. And I saw her again at the parking lot, so I was doing it, so she was cracking up, and I love that. And so you remember, you know, my ugly whore face, that wasn't what I was doing, but anyway, I was making a face, and so she was laughing, and I enjoyed that. And then I realized that some people have that innate hotness, right? Like, you know, that cool hotness. It's not just how good looking you are. It's just whether or not how you carry yourself. I don't know whether it's confidence or whatever it is. It just works for some people. And I want to address that it doesn't work for me. And that's because I think instead of having the internal coolness, instead of that, I have the internal wackiness. I have that funniness in me that comes out. And when I'm, you know, naturally I can make somebody laugh with a funny face, but I'm just not naturally hot. You know what I'm saying? And so there's no sexiness coming out from, and I can't even do it. If I have to do it, I won't even be able to do it. So what are these people doing in the middle of the street? They know that they're in the middle of the street. Hello. Some people are retarded. And so I just don't have that. So I just was thinking about that and I thought I would talk about it. But of course, it's probably relative. But what I'm saying is, you know, there'll be people who are naturally oozing out that sex appeal or that coolness. I just don't have that. I just have the wackiness. I'll make people laugh. I'll just make people laugh by being me. So that's why I think a long time ago we talked about that whole issue. It has to do with self-confidence, and you know, I'm slowly gaining some of those confidence back, hot man. Checking out mans. But anyway, I'm slowly gaining some of those back. You know, obviously with this whole weight loss thing, it definitely does help with my confidence a little bit more. But I am just never have... you know, it's just not me. And that's part of the reason, you know. Some people have the innate sex appeal. I just have the innate craziness. And that's why I think we talk about that Archer and I have that same thing, that we've never been the hot ones. Talking about hot ones. Ooh, yummy. There's a lot of hot men out now. Man traction is what we call, right? Oh, we talk about that too, man traction. Now, the man traction, blonde. And, another man traction. Ooh, that was even a nicer man traction. Dark hair. Oh my god, all over the place. All over the place. That's place, if you don't know. Oh, a long time ago, I used to call it my Manglish. That is my, not Manglish, Manglish Malaysian English. My Onglish, which is, I spell it out. Well, I read phonetically, like place. And then I realized Madge started doing it too. She stole it from me. No, I'm sure it's not, but we just happened to do the same thing. Like, instead of calling place, we'll say place. And then she does that too all the time. So anyway, that whore. Because we were comparing our graphics cards on our computer, on my work computer, of course. I don't have to pay for it. Of course it can be $2,000 graphic cards. What am I doing? I'm driving to... Oh, yes, so let's stick up. So, let's see here. What am I doing? Yeah. This direction. No man traction, though, but the guy behind me is kind of cute. You know, when I was young, when I didn't understand the whole thing about I'm attracted to men, and or maybe in denial, I would think that it's very rude for men to be checking out and talking about the girl. Look at that chick. Look at that chick. You know, that sort of thing. Look at that girl. That's so hot. She's so hot. Look at that boob. I'm sorry. Those boobs. They're two, right? See, I don't even pay attention. look at the left boob. It is so hot. The right boob, not so much. Oh, I entertain myself. Oh my god, stomach cramp. And, so, there you go. So, I used to think that it's very rude and disrespectful for people to do, to point at, or not point, but say, oh, that girl's so hot. And now that I understand, you know, when I realized that, oh my gosh, I can pretty much do the same thing on a man. And then I realized, oh my gosh, that's actually the same thing. So don't judge. Okay, is this man gonna turn? Even though he's good looking, I'm still not gonna tolerate irrational driving. Okay, I'm behind him now, so I can check out his butt. No, he's in his car. Oh, those pretty sky. Pretty clouds. Let me see if I can snap a picture. Of course, it might be interfering with my the recording, but I'm not under care. I'm gonna try to snap a picture of the sky. Okay, that was kind of cool. Picture of the sky. Okay, another one. Okay. Okay, you'll see that sometime in the future. I don't know. Maybe I'll post it together with this. I don't know. I have very little time to do stuff because I'm planning on going to the gym. Oh my gosh, I've been so bad lately. Last couple of weeks, I've just been... I think I've only been twice last week. That's 2 weeks. I usually go 3 times a week. I hope I don't get fat immediately. I hope not. So I'm gonna finish this up now since it's getting kind of boring, right? Yeah. Greg, let's talk about meeting. I think I would like to, you know, actually schedule a time and actually go out and maybe do a recording or maybe not. Just chat. Because I kind of feel bad that we didn't actually get to catch up. Then I invited you to come to the event and then never get to talk much to you. I mean, obviously, I invited you for the singing, but we should come out sometime. Even with Bruce, too, it would be okay because you guys can talk about trains. So we'll talk. Send me an email and we'll see when we can go out and meet sometime. Okay, Greg. And yeah. That's gonna be it. I'm in front of Vietnam Cafe, which is one of my favorite Vietnamese restaurants. I have two favorite ones. Okay, I'm hungry. Okay, I gotta go. Talk to you all later. Bye. Don't forget to smile for real. Ta-ta.